Welcome to Twist for the week of November 7th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today is an update on the litigation pending at the U.S. Supreme Court over the escheatment rules applicable to official checks issued by MoneyGram. If MoneyGram's official checks are money orders, traveler's checks, or similar written instruments, then they are subject to the Federal Disposition Act and are escheated first to the state where the instrument was purchased and second to the holder's state of incorporation. If the official checks are not subject to the Disposition Act, then they would be escheated first to Delaware, MoneyGram's state of incorporation. A special master appointed by the High Court to provide a recommendation in the case originally concluded that the official checks were covered by the 1974 Disposition Act and should be escheated to the state where the purchase occurred. Just weeks later, after the court had heard oral arguments, the special master revised his earlier recommendation and concluded that certain of the checks should be escheated first to Delaware. The special master's reversal of his earlier recommendation after the oral arguments is unusual and creates additional uncertainty for all parties involved in this litigation. In state Supreme Court news, the Missouri High Court recently affirmed an Administrative Hearing Commission decision that a sporting club's monthly membership dues were subject to sales tax. Members enjoyed access to a variety of recreational activities and services, including equestrian facilities, a clubhouse, and a dining room, and certain members were entitled to vote on club operations. The court determined that the monthly membership dues were subject to sales tax because the dues represented fees paid solely for access to recreational activities. In the court's view, the taxpayer did not prove that the membership dues, as opposed to the initiation fees, were paid in exchange for the right to participate in the operation and control the organization. In local tax news, the governing bodies of Multnomah County and the Tri-County metro area, whose business income taxes are administered by the City of Portland Revenue Division, recently approved ordinances adopting market-based sourcing. As such, all three local business income taxes will utilize market-based sourcing rules effective for tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2023. Finally, the Wisconsin Tax Appeals Commission recently concluded that a taxpayer was not entitled to a refund of corporate income tax related to a manufacturing credit claimed on an amended return. Although the amended return was filed within the normal statute of limitations, Wisconsin law provides that a taxpayer that had been the subject of a field audit and paid the audit assessment in full without protesting is not entitled to claim a refund related to an issue that was not adjusted during the audit. The credit at issue had not been claimed on the audited returns and was therefore not adjusted. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.